On the House floor last week, it took less than 5 minutes to pass Senate Bill 209, legislation designed to make the State Commission on Judicial Conduct more effective. The commission's job is to ensure the state's 3,900 judges comply with standards in the Texas Constitution. The commission is responsible for investigating complaints, and it's supposed to issue sanctions or recommend removal when a judge's misconduct goes too far. But Andrew Wheat of Texans for Public Justice says the commission rarely punishes anyone.
Our Judicial Conduct Commission has operated as a kind of a black box. All but the worst punishments of judges for all but the worst abuses are kept secret from the public.
And Wheat isn't sure this legislation is going to change that. In a recent series, Texas Judges Out of Order, KERA reported that in 2011, the Judicial Commission dismissed most of the 1,100 complaints it received. A little over 24 judges were sanctioned, but no one knew who they were because it was all done in private. Only 6 were publicly scolded, but they all kept their jobs. Wheat agrees the bill makes progress by asking voters to change the state constitution to allow for harsher penalties for judges. The legislation also gives lawmakers access to information previously withheld so they can determine whether the commission is doing its job. And it requires commissioners to hold public hearings and to clearly explain why when they dismiss a citizen's complaint. But Wheat says some of the biggest things are still missing. Perhaps the biggest, judges still won't have to release the kind of information other public officials must disclose under the Texas Public Information Act.
In a sense, we're saying we're going to allow the judges to self-enforce what information they want to make public. And I don't see why the judiciary should be held to a different standard if, in fact, these are politicians that run for office in partisan campaigns, take campaign money.
A Fort Worth woman, identified as Angela in our KERA series, told us the commission refused her request to see other complaints about a family court judge she thought was biased. And Angela says she couldn't prove to the commission that the judge was verbally abusive because there was no court record. Associate judges aren't required to record their proceedings. Angela wishes the legislation had changed that.
I think that the next step is that they make it a law to put digital recording devices in every associate and district court in Texas. And I think that that would really put these judges, you know, in a system where they would behave in a better manner because they would know that you could pull those recordings anytime.
One of the bill's authors, Senator Robert Nichols, says the legislation tries to balance the need for transparency with the need to keep the courts running smoothly.
If you publicly chastise a sitting judge, you really damage his ability to preside. It really messes up the whole court.
Nichols says citizens can get rid of bad judges, just vote them out. Wheat and Angela say that will only happen when citizens have more information about their judges, and this bill is only a modest first step. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.